this is, but I could make a mark if you would let me start. A Stranger Things fanfic written by Materialism and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated NC-17 and contains the pairing Steve Harrington, Eddie Munson, with additional tags for Werewolf Steve Harrington, Sex Pollen. Men will literally wolf out and fuck the love of their life instead of going to therapy. Cock Slut Eddie Munson. Human Monster Romance. Monster Fucking. No Beta, We Die Like Bob Newby, Superhero. Summary. Steve wolfs out, then gives Eddie the dick down of a lifetime. That's it. That's the fic. Author's notes. For Sparky Slug. Sometimes your Blobissimo has a very bad set of days, and that fic you partially wrote to expand on a joke you made that she encouraged, well, it must be finished. I love you, Sparky Slug. You are my very favorite, and I hope this makes your day brighter. Love how you wrote me tender, loving sex, and I wrote you this nastiness. This is pure, unadulterated monster fucking. Steve is truly an anthropomorphic wolf in this, not just a very hairy guy. It's thoroughly tagged, so if this is not your thing, do not read this. You have been warned. I kinda hand wave the explanation of how Steve turns into a werewolf, but in case it's not clear. Lycanthropy runs on the matrilineal side of Steve's genetic makeup. It's not super important because none of you are really here for this explanation. Truthfully, I'm not either. I just want to see Eddie get plowed to near death, with enthusiastic consent, by wolfed out Steve. I hope you share in this enthusiasm. This is totally consensual. Eddie is drawn in by pheromones, but I think it's pretty clear he would be down to clown if it were just plain old Steve and his hands tidy whities. Please let me know if there's anything else you need tagged. Title is from the song Wolf by Now Now, which is a song that uses lycanthropy as a metaphor for loving someone so much you want to consume them. Hashtag relatable. If you had told Eddie, like, 2 hours ago, that he'd be getting his brains fucked out by a wolfman, that wolfman being the guy he's ass over tea kettle for, who has been a werewolf this entire goddamn time, he'd tell you that you were crazy. Just absolutely batshit. The particulars of his current, predicament are admittedly kind of hazy, but Eddie would be the first to admit that he thinks with his dick first and his brain second. He's 20 years old and recently escaped death. Sue him. Steve had called him, voice ragged and panicked, barely making sense, and Eddie's first thoughts were along the usual line for the ragtag band of warriors. Panic attack, nightmare, potentially crossfaded. He would have gone over anyway, even if it didn't seem so dire. Steve, at this point, was basically his best friend. Not to mention the whole, I'm so fucking in love with this guy, it's probably unhealthy, thing tick-tick-ticking in the back of his mind. Full moon? Check. Crystal clear autumn night? Check. Was Eddie thinking about any of this while he drove? No. Why would he? But that's neither here nor there. When he had gotten to Steve's house, practically banged down the door, Steve was convulsing, just in his foyer by the stairs, hands on his knees. And normally, this would have been appealing to Eddie, drinking his fill while Steve was unable to clock him doing so. But this was alarming. Steve's entire body was a live wire, unlike the steadiness that he'd grown to depend on. "I shouldn't have called you over," Steve had said. He was hairier than usual, which, yes, was something Eddie knew from extensive study of Steve's body. "Shut up." "What's going on, Steve?" Eddie had asked. Steve had explained it in halting breaths as his body slowly morphed from one thing to another. Not something that could be tracked, like in the movies. More like he was one thing at one moment and another thing the next. Something about the bat bites accelerating some fucked up hereditary shit that his mother had never bothered disclosing to him until it was too late. He'd been going through it largely alone for the past few months. "There's something else you should know about it," Steve had said, just before the transformation was complete. He was losing his ability to speak in full sentences, the primal wolf mind taking over, but he was present enough in himself that he held his hand up when Eddie tried to come closer. "Another part that complicates things." "As if you being a fucking werewolf is not complicated enough," Eddie had said. It felt like his entire brain was melting, but only partially from worry or distress or any of the other normal reactions to this. No, a lot of his brain was clouded over by sheer want. It felt alien to him, like this wasn't entirely his willpower that was making him feel this way. Steve had laughed despite everything. "There's a sexual part of it. Like, it makes me crazy. Like, I want to... No, like, I need to fuck. Hurts if I don't." Eddie's eyes rolled back in his fucking head. So hard it almost hurt. Inhaling with a snort like he was the insatiable beast. A small part of him told him to not give in. That this was a Steve driven by some primordial urge. Not because he actually wanted Eddie when they were both their true selves. But Steve had called Eddie when he could have called Robin. And this was something that Robin couldn't give him, wouldn't give him. And Eddie could do that for Steve. He could. "Fuck me," Eddie had said. Steve stood up to his full height in this body. His face was transformed, those soulful puppy eyes of his turned with the steely glint of lust. He was easily 7 feet tall in his wolf form, body covered in thick, coarse fur that matched his usual coif. But the body was, oh man, already bursting out of those too tight clothes. Had Eddie not just purchased a one-way ticket to potential Pound Town, he would be reveling in the absurdity of a hulking, heaving beast in destroyed Levi's and a polo shirt that was barely hanging on by a thread. But Eddie was so hard that it was fucking painful. And something was drawing him in. Closer. Closer. Closer, closer, closer.
"What?"
Steve had growled, tone somehow tinged with hesitation. The hint of Steve poking through, in spite of the animal baring its teeth. "I don't want you to hurt," Eddie continued, sounding braver than he felt. "So fuck me." With just a second's hesitation, like the man inside was relinquishing control to the wolf, Steve pounced. So, they're here now, and Steve's a werewolf. And, like, a full-blown fucking wolf man. Not just a hairy beefcake that he'd find at any biker bar in Indy or Chicago. That part of it is somehow not a problem. After all, he can verify that interdimensional beings exist, that there's a whole world beneath the town he grew up in. But there's a difference between knowing about unimaginable horrors and fucking them. However, his horny lizard brain has knocked out his sensible brain and is now piloting the SS Munson. Full speed ahead toward rough and tumble sex with his best friend turned monster. Eddie's not sure what's getting him going right now, really. Is it Steve ripping him out of his clothes with deft clawed hands, a singular precision that makes him dizzy? Is it him hauling Eddie's naked body over his shoulder, vaulting up his stairs two at a time with a supernatural speed? Is it being tossed onto Steve's bed with enough force to send him nearly bouncing off its surface, only to be held down by two huge hands, complete with those claws? No, it's Steve's tongue. Long, thick, fucking purplish, swirling around his rim, his pointed tongue tip nudging at the center and making its way in. No human guy has ever been able to do that to him before, and it's like Steve's fucking him with his tongue, his saliva viscous like lube. Is this a werewolf thing? He's pretty sure the part of Steve that's still him is the part that's courteous enough to not shove a clawed finger inside of him, and thank fuck for that. If Eddie were to step outside of himself and this experience, get the full picture, this is objectively nasty, spit slick, slurping a cacophony in Steve's bedroom. The sounds Eddie is making right now are high, needy, pathetic in any other circumstance. But Steve's answering growl is enough to drown out those doubts. And then Steve's lining that, pun fully intended, monster cock up and pushing inside Eddie all at once. Huge hands on his hips, those claws digging into the soft skin there, threatening to break it. The sensation is almost too much, and it's certainly too fast to be entirely safe. And fuck, Steve's big like this, pulsing and molten hot, the thick shape of him stretching his hold just the side of painful. It's exhilarating. His toes already curling, eyes rolling back. He's never let a guy fuck him raw. But he's also never been fucked by a werewolf, so the former seems a bit of a moot point, to be honest. When he looks down at his body, at where their bodies meet, he feels impossibly tiny in Steve's grasp, somehow still hard despite the burn. So big, Eddie says. Good dick always makes him a little dumb, and this is next level. It feels like Steve speared him on his cock, damn near splitting him in two. Steve's jaw hangs open just a little, revealing those sharp canines, the warm, damp depths of his mouth, his glistening jowls. It's fucking gross, but Eddie's a little gross too.
Yeah.
Steve manages, smiling in a way. It's a garbled sound, but his boy's still there. The transformation clearly makes speaking a challenge, but he's trying.
You're okay? It's not too much?
Still is, sweetie. Even when you're a monster, huh? Eddie thinks distantly, staring at Steve's face. When he looks into Steve's eyes, yeah, there's definitely still the human within. Steve's puppy dog tenderness, a soft and wild love. love for Eddie. But overwhelmingly, the wolf stares back at him, ravenous for whatever Eddie has to offer, primal lust mixed with determination. Keeping one of his hands on Eddie's hip, he drags the other down his torso, gently scratching Eddie's sensitive skin with those sharp claws, purposefully missing his aching dick. Eddie arches into Steve's touch, and Steve makes a noise that could be interpreted as a laugh. Eddie is so turned on, so absolutely ready to go, that he's not going to try and figure out the particulars of Steve's transformation. If Steve doesn't start fucking him, he's going to lose his ever-loving mind. I'm okay, baby. You can move. Instantly, Steve sets a brutal pace, fucking him hard and fast without mercy. There's something thrilling about being used like this, solely an instrument for Steve's pleasure. No, for his absolute need to fuck, to fill Eddie up, to claim him as his own. And Steve's dick is so big, his thrusts so precise, that he's hitting Eddie's prostate with practically every stroke, an electric jolt every second. Eddie's... God, he's fucking whining, whimpering, keening like he's the animal, some desperate creature in heat. He feels Steve's answering growl in his fucking guts, just like he feels Steve's dick all up in there, shifting his insides. He wants Steve to come inside him so fucking bad, wonders how it will feel. But maybe Steve won't come in his ass. No, maybe he'll shove his dick in Eddie's eager mouth, unhinge Eddie's goddamn jaw when he comes down his throat. Steve, fuck, Eddie groans, when somehow Steve picks up the pace. Whatever rational part of him is still kicking around figures that, yeah, Steve's got supernatural strength, so of course that would extend to his sexual stamina. But this is beyond anything he's ever experienced. He's going to be loose for fucking days. Bedridden, unable to sit or do anything productive, and he could not care less. Bring it on, baby. Liquid diet, bedpan, what the fuck ever. Fuck, oh.
It's good.
Steve pants, those alluring eyes heavy-lidded and dazed, like he's waking up from a nap instead of rearranging Eddie's insides with his cock.
You feel good?
Yeah, baby, I feel really good, Eddie says. He feels fantastic, stupendous, better than he's ever felt before. But he doesn't want to overwhelm Steve's already overtaxed brain with superlatives. You're doing such a good job. Never felt like this. Steve makes a pleased noise, which makes Eddie's dick jump, because of course it does. He presses his face into Eddie's shoulder, his nose snout buried in the junction between Eddie's neck and shoulder. All while not letting the fuck up, pressing Eddie's thighs even further back. When he speaks, his breath is hot, making Eddie's skin tingle.
Wish I could kiss you after... Please.
Leave it to Steve to fill Eddie with emotion as well as the peak of physical pleasure. Yeah, he wants to kiss Steve too. It's the only thing that would make this better, getting to press his lips to Steve's as Steve filled them up, the lewd slap of fur against skin creating a special kind of rug burn. Eddie spreads his legs wider to wrap them around Steve's waist, thick as a tree trunk and just as solid, squeezing them closer together. Yeah, baby, after, Eddie says, crying out loud and long when Steve rams into his prostate particularly hard and keeps fucking doing it. Fuck, baby, I'm so close. Usually, Eddie kind of flags when he's getting fucked. Nothing personal. Don't worry about it, man. Just something the body does. But there's something about this constant stimulation that still has him hard as marble. So hard that it fucking hurts. That coming just once probably wouldn't ease the pain. As Steve hoists him up, driving somehow impossibly deeper, his claws dig into the sensitive skin of Eddie's ass, and the sting from that grip is just delicious.
Love you, Eddie,
Steve says, the gush of breath from his mouth to his ears sending goosebumps all down his body. Of course, that's when Eddie's traitorous body unravels, his orgasm hitting him like he's getting T-boned by an 18-wheeler. Fuck moaning or groaning, he straight up screams, his cum soaking both their bodies, with Eddie's poor, unfortunate dick still trapped between them. And he keeps coming, like it'll never end, Steve somehow quickening the pace to chase his own. Fuck my mouth, Eddie somehow manages to say. Come down my throat. When Steve pulls out of Eddie, it's an emptiness that leaves him bereft. And his cry of anguish would be fucking embarrassing if he were capable of caring about anything other than getting off again. He's still hard somehow, even though the evidence of his orgasm is, all over Steve's heaving chest, chestnut brown fur glimmering with his cum. Desperate to be filled with something, he reaches up to swipe a hand through Steve's fur, shoving two of his fingers into his mouth. It tastes bitter, sour, nothing like the heaven that surely Steve's cum. God, he doesn't even swallow normally. He's more of a come on my face, baby, type. Knows he looks good covered in spunk. But he wants nothing more than for Steve's dick to be down his throat instead. His own fingers not nearly enough. Steve shoves Eddie into the headboard of his bed, straddling him with those huge thighs. And just like that, wish granted. Steve is hot, thick, and heavy in his mouth, his hips pulsing oh so slowly in what is clearly the human part of Steve holding back for Eddie's sake.
Is this okay?
Steve says.
Do you want more?
Eddie nods, a weak motion, trying his damnedest to get more of Steve down his goddamn throat. With what little strength he has left, he places his hands on Steve's ass and tries to push him forward, meeting resistance. Yeah, the superhuman strength thing is not working in Eddie's favor right now. When Eddie whines at Steve's stubbornness, wishing he'd just be more of a fucking demon about it already, Steve does that laugh noise again, that weird off-kilter sound that's halfway between forms.
Slap me if you need me to stop,
Steve says. He runs his fingers through Eddie's hair, dragging his pointer tips across his scalp. Eddie looks up at Steve, just in time to see the human disappear from his eyes, replaced with the beast. And suddenly Eddie's senses are filled with nothing but Steve as both their eyes slip shut. It should break him, Steve's cock lodged in his jaw, thrusting in and out. But Eddie's not a fucking quitter. So he breathes through his nose and opens wider. His inhale-exhale a sniveling beast as he breathes in Steve's dank musk and musty sweat, breathes out hot desperation. Steve's own noises are intoxicating above him, keening, a desperate whine erupting from his nasal cavity, and Eddie wonders if this is what he sounds like when he's not this creature. He wonders if Steve can fully let go like this when he is a real boy, chase after what he needs for once instead of defaulting to checking on everyone else. Eddie wants to find out so bad that his heart clenches, fully in the moment for the first time since this all began. He seeks Steve's gaze, seeks any kind of connection. They lock eyes, and Eddie sees it. Sees those huge, beautiful eyes boring through him, and that's all Steve. No monster to be seen, just Steve in there, seeing Eddie on his knees for him, taking his cock down his throat like the fucking deep throat champion Eddie knows he is. He widens his eyes just a little, letting his jaw go as slack as it can go, so he's just a hole for Steve. Eddie knows that this fucking drives guys crazy. His big doe eyes glistening with tears, with the blissful feeling of a cockhead hitting the back of his throat over and over. The tears are there this time, too, but it's more than just sensation. Wolf or no, Eddie doesn't want to do this for any other guy. He wants a moment like this, not born of necessity, of desperation, but of love. A pure desire, unmitigated by supernatural forces. In an instant, Steve is shoving Eddie's face as far down as it can go on his dick. And he's coming, molten and fucking incredible, all the way down Eddie's throat. Eddie thinks he hears another
"love you"
in there, but he can't really tell. His mind is white-hot blank, an exquisite blanket of absolute serenity in the nothingness there. Just fully enraptured by the feel, the taste, the smell of Steve all around him. He tries to savor this moment in which he and Steve can be what they need for each other. He's clinging to a fuck-drunk promise of after this is all over, in the haze of the letdown as Steve pulls out of Eddie's throat, arranges him so he's plastered to Steve's body. Maybe he meant it when he said he wanted to kiss him after. The next morning, Eddie wakes at just past 6, fully wrapped in Steve. He seems to be doing his best impression of a giant squid strangling its prey, limbs wrapped around Eddie like he'll disappear if he lets go. Or at least that's how Eddie wants to think about it. When Eddie rolls over in his grasp, he's met with a fully human Steve, looking like he lost yet another fistfight. There's a mark high on his neck in the shape of Eddie's weird canine and molar situation. If Eddie felt capable of having any lower body responses beyond the necessary ones, he'd be ready to go again. But right now, he's content to be still. Look at the gentle rise and fall of Steve's chest, up close and personal. They're so close that he can feel Steve's body move with every breath. Eddie shifts just a little, just to get a bit more comfortable. But no, that was the wrong move, because Steve is stirring. "Hey," Steve says. His voice is husky with sleep and disuse, but the tone is syrupy fondness. "Hey," Eddie says. He wishes he could just let it lie, but checking in is the most important. "Are you good?" Steve doesn't respond, just holds Eddie close, nuzzling into his skin. Maybe there are aftershocks of the animal in there, but Eddie can settle for this closeness. Take what he can get before the reverie is broken and they have to get back to their reality. He's not sure how long they lie there like that, basking in each other's presence. Well, Eddie basking in Steve's, anyway. But he's trying his hardest to not count down the minutes. not to count to the very last second he can be here before Steve changes his mind. No hard feelings, man, right? Just getting your rocks off. Thanks for helping me out. He's so lost in his own thoughts that he misses what Steve mutters into his neck. His neck! His fucking neck! What was that, baby? Eddie winces. Baby! You're a fucking idiot, Munson! But Steve gently grabs his jaw with his hand, his wholly human hand, still large and powerful, and uses that force to gently guide Eddie's head to face him. It's after. It doesn't really register to Eddie what this means at first. All of his attention is laser focused on Steve's hand, not leaving his jaw. Those two human eyes, warm, lovely brown, staring at him with a sleepy kind of satisfaction. He laughs, the sound too loud in this calm quiet they've been nurturing together. It's after, Steve repeats, not unkindly. He tugs Eddie's head in a little closer, so that his breath is hot on Eddie's face. I want my kiss. Are you... Eddie says. He's not sure what he wants to end that question with. Are you joking? Are you serious? Are you sure, Steve Harrington? I am, Steve says, looking far too pleased with his cleverness. Eddie... There's a hint of that mischief that's always leveled in Eddie's direction, but also of that care in his eyes that Eddie remembers snatches of from the night before. The things that helped Eddie anchor the experience to something human, something more real than anything has felt since a girl died in his trailer. He'll worry about the tenderness in his jaw later, the ache in his hips, the marks of the aftermath of their tryst. Instead of asking Steve to explain, there will be time for that. They've got nothing but time, matching scars to prove it, the supernatural running through both of their veins to anchor them to this earth. Eddie kisses him. After all, the after is now. The end! Reader's Notes. This podfic was recorded as a gift for Reformed Sundair as part of Podfic Summer Swap 2024. I hope this meets a handful of different things that were on your wants and asks for letter for this year. It's got Werewolf Steve. It's double extra definitely got Werewolf Steve. And honestly, it did feel like a lot of the sort of ticky boxes of different kinks and such like that did meet some of what was on your list. So hopefully this makes you smile. Yeah, also thank you so much to Materialism for having blanket permission to Podfic. This was a delight to read and then to record. Once I got over my internal, oh my god, no, that's not sexy, that's having a heart attack, bits where I had to reread a couple of Eddie's lines over and over again because I love the way that Eddie's inner monologue is in here. Like, the inner monologue of Eddie Munson in this fic is beautiful, but transitioning from Eddie's brain running 900 miles a minute to, oh, I could not do it. I kept having, like, traffic jam of what is the mood here. So hopefully it came out okay altogether. Yeah, and if you've listened to this, check out the rest of the collection of Podfic Summer Swap for 2024 as well as previous years, because there are some really, really quality podfics in that collection. It's the best time of the year besides ITPE, which is the other best time of the year. Podfic gift swaps. So yes, Reform Sundare, I hope this made you smile. Everyone else who's listening, thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. Have a nice day.